I'm George Walker for WFIU Arts. The IU Opera Theater offers a new production of Mozart's The Magic Flute, Die Zauberflöte, on the 13th and 14th, the 20th and 21st. And the set design, a brand new one, is by IU's principal designer and the chairman of opera studies, our guest, David Higgins. David, thanks very much for coming in.
My pleasure.
This particular production, it's been a while since there was a new set and design for Magic Flute, and this one has the additional éclat of actually being a co-production in terms of the design with the Atlanta Opera.
That's correct.
How did that happen?
Well, to be quite honest with you, I'm not quite sure. Maria Levy, our opera executive, has contacts throughout the country, and I know that for some time the School of Music has been interested in trying to mount co-productions, particularly in the economic climate we find ourselves in. You know, we can provide services for regional opera companies at a much more reasonable rate than they could find in other situations. So the Atlanta Opera came to us with this proposal because for them, they will get a much larger, more sophisticated production than they could afford on their own. And, of course, it helps our bottom line as well to underwrite, in part, a major production like this, which will go into our repertoire and be used many years in the future.
It's quite a design. I see it boasts 13 different scenes and actually performs on its own some.
That's true. In this particular concept, the set design is an integral part of the action, and the characters interact with the environment for all 13 scenes of the opera. It is a unit set, meaning that it's basically a box on the stage. Certain things happen to that box that transform it in a variety of very surprising ways. Some of them are very magical, some of them are very comical. But the unit set in itself, we are considering a performer in the opera.
Magical and comical at the same time.
Exactly.
Now, as the principal designer for the IU Opera Theater, in addition to being the designer of the set, you also are a person who designs the costumes. And how are they working in this particular show? You describe the set as being comical and magical. Uh-huh. Costumes too?
Yes, and I would also add symbolic to the list of defining terms for the design. The opera exists on many different levels of meaning. There of course, is a very accessible fantasy story being told about love and a quest by a young prince to find the beautiful princess and all of that. And everyone, I think, understands the Masonic Rite connection with the opera. Mozart was a Mason. It also represents a relationship between late 18th century intellectual thinking and the idea of the dominance of men in society, men of letters, and their responsibility to the society. So we have tried to bundle all of these different layers of meaning into a cohesive whole that addresses both the comic elements, the serious elements, the symbolic elements of the opera. And the costumes themselves, I hope, will allow the audience to understand the divisions of the groups of characters. And the colors used in the costumes, the textures, the symbols, without giving away too much about the show, I hope will make it very clear to the audience the relationship of these characters, one to the other, and also the groups within the cast.
We've been talking with David Higgins, principal designer and chairman of opera studies at IU, about the upcoming production of Mozart's The Magic Flute, Die Zauberflöte. It opens on the 13th, plays the 13th, 14th, 20th, and 21st. Conducted by Mark Gibson, stage direction is by Tomert Svolin. I'm George Walker for WFIU Arts.